Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Could Massachusetts emerge from the next governor's race as a three-party state? Well, the contest is underway among Democratic Governor Deval Patrick, Democrat-turned-Independent Treasurer Tim Cahill, and Republican Charlie Baker. Baker's challenger, Kristi Meios, failed to make the GOP ballot at his party convention. WBUR's Bob Oakes spoke with our political analysts, Democrat Dan Payne and Republican Todd Domke, about how the race is shaping up.
Dan Payne, let's start with you. The most recent poll shows Governor Patrick with 34%, Tim Cahill with 29%, Charlie Baker 27%. Cahill has trailed in other polls. Do you think he's gaining momentum?
Well, to be fair, we should point out that the poll was done before the Republican state convention, so Charlie Baker might have gotten a little bump out of that. Cahill decided a while ago that he was going to run a hard right campaign. And as part of that, he has said that he thinks the new health care law in Washington and the one we've passed here in Massachusetts are going to bankrupt the state. He got himself on national cable making this claim. He has been cozying up to the Tea Partiers. I think he's made a calculation now that the place for him to run is on the right side of the political spectrum. And Charlie Baker is likewise going to wind up on the right side.
Do you think that's right, Todd? If Cahill's gone to the right, does Charlie Baker have to go further to the right?
Well, Tim Cahill has this tricky strategy to execute. Yes, he's trying to draw populist and social issue conservatives from Charlie Baker's Republican base. But also, he needs to draw blue-collar and ethnic conservative Democrats from Patrick and win a plurality of unenrolled voters, the so-called independents. Now, the glue that would hold that coalition together is the idea that Cahill is a real independent, which is not an easy sell because his opponents will say that this guy is an insider. He's an old-school patronage politician. Now, Patrick's strategy is the easiest one, the divide and conquer. He needs to keep a liberal Democratic base of around 40%, and he needs the other two candidates to split the remaining 60%. Baker has the electable alternative strategy. He needs to convince the 40% who don't like the governor to unite behind him, and he may need to help that along by deflating Cahill, maybe with negative ads or perhaps in debate.
In the early part of this race, it seems like most of the attention is focused on Baker and Cahill at odds, Dan. And how do they break out of that pattern? I imagine that both of them would prefer to be focusing on the incumbent governor, Deval Patrick, and knocking him off. And I'm sure that the governor is enjoying watching that on the sidelines. How do they change that dynamic?
Well, I think they're going to have to explain who they are and what they've done. Charlie Baker has been the head of a major health insurance company, but he was also a major player in the Weld-Sallucci administration as the state's chief financial officer. So he's going to argue that he essentially knows money, knows health care, but he's not a lifelong politician. Tim Cahill, on the other hand, has been treasurer for 7 years now. Prior to that, he was the Norfolk County treasurer, and he's been a Quincy city councilor. So his background is almost entirely in politics, and Charlie Baker's background is almost entirely outside of politics. That may wind up being an area where there's some disagreement between the two of them.
What about fundraising? According to the latest figures, Patrick has about $900,000 in the bank. Cahill has over $3 million. Baker has $2 million. Why is Patrick lagging in fundraising, and will that be a problem?
Well, it's a problem if it continues. I mean, he has about 6 months to raise millions, which he can do as the incumbent governor. I have to give him credit that he hasn't exploited the office in terms of twisting arms of contractors and all the rest, as we've seen in the past. He does seem reluctant to do a lot of the hard work of fundraising, but he has Obama who could come in and help him with fundraising. He has fundraising networks, so he can raise the money. But I have to give a lot of credit to Charlie Baker, who's been the leader in fundraising. He's done the hard work.
Well, the Globe pointed out the other day that both Baker and Cahill have faster burn rates. They're going through their money a lot faster than Deval Patrick. Baker is spending about 70% of what he takes in, Cahill around 75%, Deval Patrick only around 60%. But, you know, the governor can make news just about any time he wants to.
He has the bully pulpit.
Absolutely. And I remember when I was working with John Kerry running against Governor Bill Weld for a Senate seat, We call this the 22 press secretaries problem. We counted 22 different departments that had press secretaries for the governor. So he can continue to keep him in the mind of voters simply by doing a lot of press work.
But see, that explains why Charlie Baker has to spend more of his campaign money. He doesn't have tax-paid press secretaries. He doesn't have tax-paid schedulers, speech writers, drivers, cars, security, phones, mail. Incumbents have a big advantage and an unfair advantage, and that's why many argue for term limits.
Back to the big picture. This is, in Massachusetts, for the first time in a long time, or maybe the first time ever, a race with three legitimate, powerful candidates without a bomb thrower, without the colorful figure. Kristi Meios is out after the Republican convention.
No one's an outsider here. They all know state government. And so it's going to be difficult for one or any of them to become a bomb thrower without being called on it by one of the others.
That's right. Each one, though, will have to separate from the other two. And Cahill will say, my opponents are partisans. I'm independent. Baker will say, my opponents are incumbents. I'm a reformer. Patrick will say, my opponents are conservative. I'm a liberal. But it will be much more about the messenger than about the message in terms of issues. People have that rare choice of between three candidates, and we might be the first state to go from being a one-party state to a three-party state, depending on how this ends up.
Our political analysts, Republican Todd Domke and Democrat Dan Payne, speaking with WBUR's Bob Oakes.